Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lydia Martin, digital strategist and trainer with Belinda Ellsworth and Step Into Success. I am so excited because I have the privilege of interviewing Belinda today for her new podcast show, Work From Your Happy Place. Belinda is the creator and host of our podcast and the voice that you'll be hearing as the interviewer. But today it's my honor to have the opportunity to interview her. Now, I'm sure many of you are familiar with Belinda, but if not, she is the author of the best-selling book, Direct Selling for Dummies, and she's trained thousands of sales representatives, managers, and executives, and worked with more than 100 different direct selling companies. Belinda has had over 30 years in the industry, so she's been asked to be a corporate consultant, motivational speaker, and trainer of many top direct selling companies. In 2015, she won the Direct Selling Association Ethos Partnership Award, and this is awarded to the industry's leading influential trainer. From a very young age, Belinda has always had that entrepreneurial spirit. I know she's very excited about interviewing entrepreneurs from all different types of businesses and companies. Now, she has actually created a variety of items and sold them from a paper route to teaching drum lessons, even as early as middle and high school. She's also enjoyed creating the income that she desires. While playing in a band, she began her own direct sales career at the age of 18 and has had great success for 16 years while raising her family. But over the last 20 years, she's been building her speaking and consultant business, Step Into Success. And before I joined the Step Into Success team, I was definitely a Belinda groupie because Belinda absolutely transformed my business and my life over the many opportunities I had to hear her speak and to work with her. So I know you guys are going to just love all of the things that she's going to share with us today. And Belinda, I would love for you to introduce yourself and say hello and tell everyone about how excited you are to start this exciting podcast show.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to be here with you today. And thank you so much, Lydia, for that wonderful introduction. And this is going to be an amazing podcast. You know, there aren't a lot of podcasts that focus on not only the direct selling industry, but that there are many that focus on entrepreneurship, but not in the arena of working from your happy place and what that really means to you. So I am just really excited that we are going to be able to not only continue to service the industry that I've spent so many years in, but really reach out to small business owners, entrepreneurs, and people that just really want to have a life of freedom and choice. So I'm absolutely thrilled to be here with everyone.
Well, and I know our listeners are thrilled to continue getting to learn from you. I know you have some very exciting interviews planned. But before we even talk more about the podcast, you know, what kind of started, what was that inspiration? You know, all the different things you've done in the industry, what was that inspiration for starting Work From Your Happy Place?
Well, you know, I have been thinking now for some time that there really hasn't been an arena that's really owned this direct selling world for podcasts, and doing some research and learning all about podcasts, I just decided, you know, I'm going to do one for direct sellers. And originally, I was going to do it just about training techniques or tips. And then with the success of Direct Selling for Dummies, I could not believe how many people from other industries, whether it was real estate, insurance, small business owners, that sent me messages saying, I bought your book, even though I'm not in the direct selling industry, and there was so many wonderful tips and insights in there, and I just absolutely loved it. And at that moment, I thought, you know, there's so many people out there that need some of the same information that we're sharing. And I also had so many people saying to me, I've never really had the courage to own my own business or be that entrepreneur, and your book has really made me want to do that. And so I just thought, you know, I need to change the direction that I'm going with this, because there's so many people that really want to have that life of freedom and choice. And in doing that, I really looked at many of the podcast shows that are out there. And it's important for me as a trainer. I always like to bring different training aspects to a call or to for people to learn from. But I also know that people want to be inspired by others that have forged that path ahead of them. And so this podcast show is going to be a real combination of both. So it's going to be of inspiration, ideas from how other people have made it, what they're doing, what it means for them to work from their happy place, as well as there are going to be some great training tips and success tips on what are people's individual success tips that have helped them be successful along that journey. So we're really trying to take a good combination of training and inspiration and help everyone that just wants to love what they do. You know, when you talk to people, it doesn't even matter if they work a 9-to-5 job. They just really want to love what they do. That's what I hear from everyone is, you know, I don't love my job. And yet somebody that does even work a 9-to-5 job says, I absolutely love my job. And when people love what they do, they're happy. And that becomes a reason for them to excel, to serve people better. And that seems to be that elusive thing that everybody wants is, I just want to be happy. And so that was kind of the whole full. I know it's a lot, but for me, I think hard. And when I plan on doing something new, I want it to be the absolute best that it can be. And so it was all of those things that came together for me to really create this work from your happy place. And one of the things that I'm hearing from everyone is it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And more we're hearing today that even people that do have full-time jobs, they're allowed to have a flex schedule, or they're able to work from home at least 1 to 2 days a week. And so really the culture of work in general is just changing. And we're having more people that are entrepreneurs, are working for themselves, and at the same time, even working for another company, are able to create a really incredible space for themselves. In fact, one gentleman's journey was that he, in working for a company, took 1 year and traveled the world to show that he could do his job anywhere from within the world, and really journaled the whole thing so that people could see that in today's world with all the technology, and I know all about that, Lydia, that's what you train for us, is that you literally can work anywhere and do your job effectively. And so it's all those things combined that have kind of brought us where we are today.
I love it. And, you know, it's interesting that you said, you know, it has been a journey and there's so much that's changing. And you've really had that experience from working in the direct sales industry, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business. I'm sure everybody would just, you know, kind of love to hear, you know, you have had this company step into success. You know, you've had the opportunity to inspire so many over the years. So, you know, how has this whole journey kind of shaped your lifestyle in learning, you know, about working from that happy place?
Well, you know, it's changed in a couple of different ways. And I just wanted to address that change, because when I began even my direct selling business, it was in 1979. Mm-hmm. I had just graduated from high school. And if you think back on that, there was no internet. Mm-hmm. There was certainly no social media. And there was not all of the hundreds of tools that people have available at their fingertips. And yet, I was able to develop and grow a very strong business doing it, you know, the good old fashioned way. And so I think that with all the tools that are now available to us, it should just be 10 times easier. And for many people, it is. But I think that they just rely on all those strategies and those apps and those tools, and they don't bring to the table the really core ingredients that really help people to be successful. I think that it is, in today's world, it's taking that tenacity, that perseverance, that follow-up, all those good hardcore things, setting goals that help you to be successful, and combining it with all of the amazing technology that is at our fingertips. That's where things really begin to explode. But I see so many people today just relying on all the technology to do the job for them without really getting laser focused on what it is that they want. So I would say that's probably the biggest change. And overall, you know, how has it changed or shaped my lifestyle? I would have to say the number one word is freedom. And, you know, throughout the course of that time, imagine that being 18 years old and, you know, now I'm in my 50s. And what's happened throughout that time is that it's shaped it in different stages and different seasons of my life. And I think that's what's so incredibly exciting. And it's freedom to choose. It's freedom to choose the days that you want to work, when you want to work, where you want to work, with whom you want to work. It's the freedom to be able to generate the income that you really want or desire. It's the freedom to say, I need to spend a little bit more time with my family right now. I might need to back off of that, but that's okay. Or we all want to do something really, really amazing right now, and I need to earn more income. So I'm just going to up my activity. I'm going to up my game, and I'm going to be able to generate that income. To me, being an entrepreneur is all of that. It is knowing that I get to control all of those things. And that is a tremendous freedom. I get to take the time off when I want to take the time off. I think so many people think, oh, you can work when you want. But the key word is you still have to work.
Exactly.
And that's the one thing that I always hear from people. Well, you can create your own schedule. Yeah, but you still have to create a schedule. So it is a really funny thing to me when I hear people, they say they want their own schedule, but I think they think that means not working at all. But what it really means is, like last year, man, oh man, I had an incredibly busy schedule. I did the 20th anniversary tour. We really toured all of North America. And plus I had other speaking engagements on top of that, Australia, New Zealand. And it was incredible, but it was exhausting. And I can honestly say that I wouldn't want to keep that busy of a schedule every single year of my life, because that really wouldn't be freedom. Mm-hmm. But in 1 year, I could choose to do that. And it was amazing. And we met new people. We met 15,000 new people across the country that had never even heard of me before. Mm-hmm. And that was awesome. And we got to explore and see new regions of the world, which was really exciting. And so now I can say, okay, this is what I want to do with my life this year. Mm-hmm. And each year, it is always shaped a little bit differently in each season of my life, depending on when my kids were babies, when my kids were older, when I wanted to do something with my husband and focus on that. But it's the freedom to choose when you really want to ramp it up or when you need to take it back. And to me, that is the greatest thing about being an entrepreneur of everything.
I could not agree more. That has always been, I think, what I have so appreciated in having my own business as well. And you were talking about change. I still remember listening to your training on cassette tapes. I had all of your cassette tapes. So I do remember the days before the internet and just learning, but being able to apply those words that you shared. And that I really want to find out from you, you know, what you feel your greatest skill sets are that's helped you succeed in owning your own business. I know for me personally, I've just always appreciated how you've focused on the word choices, those words that are going to help you connect with people, that are going to help people be drawn to you. And so, but I'd love to hear from you. What do you think it's really been? What's made the biggest difference in not only helping you have a successful business, but helping others?
Well, and there's two parts to that. So I'll start with my own first. And I think that some of my greatest skill sets truly are, and this really falls into every area of my life, but I have always been very goal driven. And I set goals. I set goals every year. I set goals and then I break them down. What do I want this year to look like? Okay, then what's that look like? I'm going to break that down to monthly. I'm going to break that down to weekly. I'm going to break that down to daily. And then I'll even break it up in, you know, half days, or even when I talk about the power hour. That's why we created the power hour, is because you really can make something incredible happen in 15 minutes if you would only focus on that. And I find it's really sad that so many people today are not setting goals. They have fear about it. They don't want to fail. And there's no failure in setting a goal. If you miss the mark, then you just set a new one. Mm-hmm. Or you say, oh, I'm that much further. If you don't ever set a mark that you're really traveling toward, you're never going to get anywhere. And so I've always been able to set a goal and make it happen. Mm-hmm. And if I fall short or I need to change my direction, then I change my direction. But I've always been headed in a direction to change. And I think that's one thing that a lot of people lack today. The other is my ability to focus and compartmentalize. And we all have bumps in the road. We all have challenges. We all have situations that occur. But it's learning to say, okay, for right now, in this next half hour or this next 15 minutes or this next 2 hours, this is all I'm going to focus on. And I have a great knack for being able to do that and compartmentalizing really everything that I do. And I carry that over into every single area of my life. Mm. And it's been extremely helpful. It's been very helpful in hard times. It's been really helpful to when I want to ramp up a particular area of my business, then just get focused on that. I remember years ago, we used to produce a magazine, like a hard magazine. And we were short on subscribers. And so for 1 month, I just focused hard every day on getting 20 new subscribers. And I would get on the phone and I wouldn't stop till I had the 20. And sometimes it would be so exciting. I remember some days getting 30 and 40. And I did this. I said, I'm going to do it for 20 days straight, making this many phone calls. And some days I just couldn't, I didn't even want to quit making the phone calls. But in that 20 days of focus where we were really struggling to get the numbers we needed to go to print, we suddenly had an abundance of subscribers. Mm-hmm. And I just think that people, especially in today's busy world, get so sidetracked that they don't give laser focus to any one thing. The other really great skill set that goes along with that is I'm very numbers driven. And so many people today aren't numbers driven at all when I ask them, so what were your sales this month? What was your, you know, recruiting numbers this month? Or even when I ask a small business owner, well, you know, what does your daily sales look like on an average, even in someone that maybe owns their own store or business? And they're like, well, you know, I don't really know. We try to keep track of things weekly. But at the end of the day, you should know what do we want to do this month? And then break that down to weekly, break it down to daily. And then all of a sudden, when you have a daily goal, it's very easy to say, okay, you know, we only need another $150 more. What could we do to make that different? But nobody's really numbers driven anymore. And when I ask, most of the time, people will say, well, I'm not really sure. I'd have to look that up. I used to know all of my numbers right off the top of my head, because I kept them logged in a book. And you should know, if you want to increase this year, then have it side by side. What did you do last year? What do you want the increase to be? And what does that look like on a day-to-day basis? I find that most people don't do that either. So really being numbers driven is really important to get where you want to be as well. And, you know, I find that women generally aren't as numbers driven as men. And a lot of times a man can sit down and give you these stats just right off the top of their head, where women don't so often. And as women, we don't need to be afraid of this. We need to embrace it. We need to say, I can do this, and figure it out and get numbers driven. I think that that is what's helped me in building a team and doing my sales and growing my company and growing the organization. So that has definitely been key. And the other thing that I really think is another big skill set for me is that I always stay in the mindset of a student. I have really tried, and I'm not going to say there's moments where we kind of get full of ourselves sometimes and our success, but I have tried really hard, and I think I've done a pretty good job of it, of staying in the mindset of you have to learn to grow. And anytime that you quit learning, you're not growing and you have nowhere to go but backward. So I like to always be learning, always seeing what other people are doing. What can I learn from them? Always stay in the mindset of a student. And I think that's helped me to stay relevant, even in the industry that I'm in. It's helped me to learn new things and try new things because of that. And the more that you learn and the more that you practice it, the better you will get, and it will increase your confidence. People say, you're such a confident person. Well, I wasn't always confident, and there's lots of areas that I'm not confident, like all of this social media and all the digital work that we're starting to do now and online marketing. Well, that isn't something I was really familiar with or confident in, but I've had to learn it, and I'm learning as I go. I'm learning it today as we go, and that all the great things that you're teaching me, Lydia. But honestly, if you don't stay in that mindset, you'll never explore those new opportunities that are going to lead you to new great things.
And you've shared so many important nuggets. I hope that our listeners have really grasped, because just some of what you're sharing as far as, you know, there are going to be those days where you don't feel confident, you don't feel sure of yourself, maybe you're not sure where you're going, just taking that minute to sit down, you know, run some numbers, track some numbers, decide where you're going. You know, it's not as hard as it sounds, but having that determination, I mean, it's so evident in working with you, you know, that you absolutely are determined to make any changes that need to take place. And I think people don't realize how quickly things can change just by a little bit of that, you know, focus. So I love all that you shared. And I'm sure some on the call are thinking, oh, you know, this all sounds great. And sometimes things are going well for me. But what happens when I'm in that challenge or I'm having some obstacle that I just think, oh, I'm not going to get through this? Have you ever had that time? You know, what did you face? How did you work through it? I'm sure our listeners would love to know.
Well, you know, I thought about this and I tried to think of like what was one big epic challenge. And I can't really think of one because there's been so many. And I think that that's what people just don't realize. They look at someone who is, you know, quote unquote, successful or has had a measure of success. And then they somehow think that it came easy to them. Or how lucky they are. And I honestly have to say that you're always going to have challenges. There are always going to be ups and downs. You know, there have been times where I was completely out of clients or out of bookings or had no sales for that particular time. And just like I said with the magazine, at one point, we didn't have enough subscribers to in money in our account to print the next edition. And it was like, oh my gosh, how are we going to get this done? Well, figure out how many new subscribers I need. Okay, make those daily calls instead of saying, well, I guess I'm going to have to close it down. I think the biggest thing for me also in working through those challenges is that I see it, face it, figure out how I'm going to deal with it, and then I let it go. I have tried really, really hard because I've had some epic failures too, where I was like, wow, why did I do that? I've lost a tremendous amount of money in some particular situations, investing in something that I thought was going to be good, or spending a lot of money on a whole brand new website and the person not even completing it and losing $8,000-$10,000 and then starting all over from scratch. But the biggest thing for me is I don't dwell on that. Wow, mistake. Bummer, move forward. How am I going to get that money back in the next thing that I do? How can I increase those sales and make up that difference? Okay, who can connect me, you know, to someone else that I can find the answer to what I need? But I try not to live in a space of the past, because when you do, you know, it just wastes your time and paralyzes you.
So is that kind of what your happy place means to you, being able to kind of accept those challenges, move on? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, I kind of divided this out into personally and professionally. And for me, because I love my job and my job is really a big part of me and has been for my whole entire life. I mean, I have really owned my own business my entire adult life. There hasn't ever been a time when I've really worked, if you will, for someone else. And so I really thought about, what does that mean for me? Well, when my kids were really young, and I have two older children in their early 30s and late 20s, and then I have an 11-year-old. So I've kind of had to start all over with that. But I was able to be home with them. Now, did I still work? Yes. But it's even in those moments where, and even now, I'm working in my office all day and I have my 11-year-old and I can come down and grab a quick lunch with her as we're sitting here in the kitchen. And because I have worked from my home the entire time, and I've had different types of offices. People say, oh, it must be nice to have a big office. Well, I have a big office now, but I didn't have a big office when I was 20. And that's changed over the time, but I made my office whatever was convenient. One point it was my kitchen table. And I worked from that kitchen table for probably 5-6 years before I ever got a little office. And I think it's just learning to be able to, you know, if I have to run to school, even now, there's times where the school will call and say, you know, you need to pick your daughter up. And I love it that I'm able to do that if I need to. And I can do that easily, and I've always been able to do that. So for me personally, it's been being able to get things done that I want to get done here, take a break from work if I want to for just a short while, get something done personally, come back. I love it that my office is really close. You know, it's in my home. It's separated now into a different area that I can go to the office, but then I can be in my home, but I don't have to go too far. I don't have to make too much of an effort. I love it that I have a recording studio right in my house and that I can go right downstairs and record whatever it is that I want to record. That is working in my happy place, to be able to combine my family and the things I enjoy and really, and then be able to work when I want to work. Professionally, being a professional speaker for the last 20 years, it's been all the places in the world that this business has taken me. I've spoken in every single state in the United States, except for Montana. So anybody out there in Montana that still wants to make something happen, give me a ring. So I've done speaking in every single state, except for Montana. I have spoken in every single province in Canada, except the Northwest Territories. I have spoken in the UK. I have spoken in Australia and New Zealand. And gosh, get to go and see those places. But you know what I love is I've made so many friends over the 20 years, and being in direct sales for 16 years before that, I've got friends from all over. And I love it that if I've got a speaking engagement in Oregon, I can call my really good friend Vicky and say, hey, I'm going to be in town. And she says, fantastic. I'll pick you up from the airport. I end up staying at her house instead of staying at a hotel. I'd still go do my speaking gig, but we go have a really nice dinner together and get to hang out and catch up on everything. And I have friends like that in California and really New York and all over the United States and in Canada. And I love that I get to combine that. I also love that I get to take my family with me on those selected trips that I want. Like I took my husband and daughter to both Australia and New Zealand, and we were able to work hard in the days that I was working and the days I had off. We were able to go sightseeing and really make that an awesome vacation. And at the same time, I was working. So I love that all these years I've been able to do that. And sometimes I'm in and out in a day because people think, oh, it must be all fun. It isn't. There are many times where I'm flying in. I never leave the hotel. I go from the airport to the hotel. I'm there the entire time. I never step foot outside. I go back and I'm back on an airplane to the next city. but you know what? I get to see really cool places. And so then I say, maybe we'll go back here as a little vacation and I'll take the family along and then we'll make an extended time out of it. So it's been just really cool to do that. And that's probably, for me, working from my happy place has been able to combine those two in such a way that it's been just really awesome is all that I can really say.
Wow, what a journey. And I'll, you know, of course, all the different places you've been and all the things that you've done, I'm sure the listeners would love to hear. I mean, what is there one particular thing that you're just extremely proud of that you can just look back and say, wow, you know, that just had such an impact on either my family or on so many? What do you think that would be?
Well, you know, earlier you had said, could you share a little bit about how, you know, you have always followed me and other people and that I have such great word choices. I really took all the years, because for those 16 years that I was in the field, just like everybody else, I heard motivational speakers and I heard trainers. And so I really found that a lot of people share sort of the philosophy about something like, here's what you want to do. But rarely did those people take it a step further and said, here's how you do it. And then there would be people that I would go and hear and they would say, okay, here's how you do it. And it would be step A, B, C, D. But it would be kind of boring and not really motivating. And so I really made a point and still do make a point of, here's how I make it inspiring and motivating. So here's kind of the vision of why you want to do this and what you need to do. And then here's the exact things that you need to do. But not only that, but here's what you need to say. Here's how it plays out in real life. And here are real life analogies that you can relate this to so that when you're in that real life situation, you say, oh, I totally get it. This is what it feels like. And so I try really hard as a trainer to bring all of those things to the table so that people do really have a great, rounded experience. And I'm really proud of that. I'm proud that people, thousands of people, send me messages and say, your training has changed my life. It turned my business completely around. I have the exact business that I have today because of all the things that I learned from you. I still use your word choices and train them now to all of my representatives. So I'm really proud that I was able to recognize what I needed when I was in the field and was a sales rep and a leader and what I wanted from a speaker. And I was able to translate that, create a program and translate those skill sets that I wanted and give that to other people. And I'm so glad I was able to accomplish that and it resonate with literally thousands of people.
And it's actually been so neat for me to see both sides, because obviously being in an audience where you were speaking, I mean, time after time, I just remember being like, oh my goodness, she's like speaking my language. She knows what I'm going through. And I would be just so motivated to follow the steps, the words. But now in working with you and going to your seminars and watching everyone else listen to you, it is amazing. You know, they're just all sitting in that audience, grasping every word, because you do really get it. And I think that's what's so unique about you as a speaker is that you lived it. You lived it absolutely personally for 16 years and just going out and sharing those experiences. I just know everybody just eats it up. They absolutely gain so much from what you share. So I absolutely applaud and agree with you what you just shared with that. But I know everybody would also probably love to know any other advice that you have. You know, what would you say to someone who maybe they're starting out in a new direct sales business or as an entrepreneur out on their own? You know, what advice would you give those who are just starting out or those who just, they want to get to that happy place, to what they see that lifestyle, and they just maybe aren't quite sure how to get there?
You know, I would be happy to do that, but I just wanted to add to the little bit of the thing about it being proud of, because there's a couple of others, and I think sometimes people look at me as just, you know, the work that we do for ourselves. And so I'm very happy that I've been able to influence others. This past year, I was so proud to have written The Direct Selling for Dummies and that it was a bestseller in four countries. And that that body of work is so incredible for anyone that's in that industry or even in a small business industry. That book will be such a helpful tool to you. It's like 364 pages. Earning the partnership award that you mentioned, because I've dedicated so much of my life to this industry. It was so awesome to be recognized by my peers for the body of work that I've done for over, you know, such a long period of time. So that was pretty awesome. But one of the things that I am really proud of is that I have raised three entrepreneurs themselves. All three of my children have that entrepreneurial spirit and really look at life just like that.
Including your 11-year-old.
Including my 11-year-old.
Most
She's
definitely
constantly coming to me going, okay, mommy, what kind of business can I run? Yep. Okay, I need a website. I need a website I'm going to sell. And she's getting ready to start her own podcast show here really soon. And she did a trailer for it the other day that I was so blown away by, that she knows so much more than me. I said, you did this yourself? You came up with this all by yourself? And so as soon as that is ready to roll, I'm going to tune all of our listeners into that because she's just incredible.
Yes.
And that's such a joy to watch them. And, you know, it was really interesting because about a year ago, you know, my son has been a sales rep now for a variety of different companies. He started in direct sales when he was just in high school, but then he's worked in insurance sales and he's worked for a couple of other companies that have recruited him and called up and said, hey, you know, we want you to be a sales rep for us for this promotional company. And he's doing that now. And at one point I said to him, we were driving down the road and I said, you just need to get a real job. And like one that you can count on. You're like you're getting older now. You know, you're 29 years old and you need to think about like, okay, getting real. And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, seriously? Like what? And then I stopped and caught myself and I thought, why am I putting that on him? I've never done that in my entire life. And I said, you know what? I take it back. I think you just need to keep getting experience, keep networking, meeting new people, and find the company or the product or the program that you know, really want to attach yourself to, because really you're doing amazing. He works hard when he works hard, but then when he wants to go on a, skiing trip, or when he wants to spend 4 days because a friend's coming in from out of town, he can do that. And so who am I to say, get a real job? But I caught myself saying it and I thought, why would I give him the advice of something I've never done in my entire life?
Oh, and it's so funny. I've actually just heard an interview recently where, a college student was asking the speaker the same thing. You know, everyone's encouraging me to go out and get a secure job. And the realization is, you know, what secure job really is out there? You know, you can't, it's so different than back in the day. You know, having a secure job means so, it's just so different this time. So I think that's a beauty of working for yourself, being an entrepreneur, is really you can create that so much more for yourself and have that security even more than going out and getting that real job per se. So interesting that your kids have picked up on that and they're obviously going to go so far with everything that you've taught them and shown them as an example.
Absolutely. So as far as advice, the number one thing is I would say be willing to take risks. Mm. I have always been willing to take risks and put myself out there. And there are times where I've been scared to death. Absolutely. And I think that's the part that other people don't see. But I always take risks and I write it down. Sometimes if I'm really scared about it, I write down what are the pros, what are the cons. And if the pros outweigh the cons, I move forward. And the one thing I always ask in a situation is, what's the absolute worst thing that can happen? And can I live with that? And most of the time my answer is, well, yeah, because can I go get another job? Could I go sell some more? Could I go do this? Absolutely. And I remember when I started my speaking business, you know, at that time, I actually had worked in the field for 16 years and then I was corporate. So I was making a salary and bonuses and it was like, okay, that was pretty sure thing, if you will. And then I was really inspired by other motivational speakers to go out on my own. And so I thought, okay. And then I wrote down all the pros and the cons. And then I said, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? I fail. I end up not making it as a speaker. And can I go get another sales job? Absolutely, I can. Can I still afford to pay our bills if I needed to? Do I have the wherewithal and the skill set to go pay our bills if I need to? Yes. Okay, then let's go for it. And I don't look back. I just move forward from there, honestly. And that's what a lot of people aren't willing to do. Be willing to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. You know, taking risks is scary. Mm. And you've got to be willing to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. I can remember sitting and being so afraid to pick up the phone or having called someone and then just going, okay, here I go. And I'm just going to call this person up and I'm going to say this just straight out. Here's why you need to hire me. And if they end up not hiring me, well, then they weren't hiring me in the first place because they weren't answering my call. So, and 9 times out of 10, I've gotten it. There's been a few where I haven't, but you know what? So you move on and then you know, and you find the next place that you're going to go. And the other thing that I would say is to try to keep a positive attitude. And it's easier said than done. But the truth of it is it also really isn't. And what I mean by that is we have the choice to choose every single day what our attitude is. Even when bad things happen, because you have had a bad day, you can choose to continue to live in the bad day, or you can choose to say, okay, shake it off. The next call I get is going to be my best call. And I try. I'm not going to say I do it 100% of the time, but I am able pretty easily to turn myself around and say, okay, I need to stay positive. And you know what I have found also, and is that as bad as something might look, and even in that moment, and sometimes we have a situation and we get all flustered and we get all bent out of shape about it, and we try to, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to figure that out? And almost any time ever, and this took me years to learn, but you know what? Tomorrow will be a new day. And it almost always never looks as bad the next day as it does in the moment you're in. And so sometimes you just got to let it go. And then you got to get up the next day and go, okay, I'm ready to go again. And then the last advice I would really have is to find mentors, others who have walked your walk, been where you've been, that can give you advice, that can, you know, that you can learn from. And we don't have to figure everything out on our own. And I think, and especially men have it in their own issues, but women certainly do have it in different areas too. I think we both do it, but they're in different areas. But so many people are just afraid to ask for help. Mm. And don't be afraid to ask for help and find a mentor of someone who's done what it is that you want to do and learn from them. And even if you have to take a course or if you have to learn from that, but always be, you know, willing to reach out and find who's already done this. And that's going to make your journey a little bit easier and in most often cases, a little quicker. And just stay positive. Positivity brings positivity. If you stay focused on negativity, you will continue to get negativity and you will continue to be paralyzed and you will continue to see the bad in things. You know, even if you take your personal relationship, like with your spouse, we can all look at that spouse and we all fell in love with all of their really good qualities. But then as you're married for a number of years, there's other qualities that creep up and every single one of us have them. We all have our faults. But if I choose to focus on those faults every day, then you feel more negatively toward that individual versus if I remember all the things that I love, then I'm focused on the positive qualities. Well, then, oh my gosh, it makes your relationship so much sweeter. And your business isn't even really any different. You know, if you focus on the things that are going wrong with your business, you'll feel like you don't have a good business. But if you always focus on the things that are going right with your business, then you'll move forward and think, I feel like I've got a good business. And the same thing holds true just in every day, being grateful, having an attitude of gratitude. You know, we can look at our lives and think it isn't like so-and-so's, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. But if you stop and say, well, what do I have? Well, you know what? You've got a lot. And if we continue to stay focused on the positive things and have an attitude of gratitude, all things really do come to pass. And it just generates more positivity, which leads to more great things that can come your way.
I love it. And this is all great advice for our first Work From Your Happy Place podcast. I know this is just one of many exciting things that's been going on at Step Into Success. Is there anything you wanted to share as we get ready to close as far as exciting things that we've been working on, things that I know our listeners would definitely benefit from?
Absolutely. Well, we have always had a newsletter for years and years and years, and we are now doing our newsletter quite a bit differently. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that platform, especially for those of you that are direct sellers, is called Direct Selling Now, and you should immediately sign up for that. It's absolutely free. And I'm really bringing the best of the best to that platform. So I'll be doing training with that. Lydia, who's on the call today, is going to be doing all the digital online marketing training. We have a wonderful trainer that specializes in social media training. So we are really going to help you get focused, laser focused, by taking a particular subject and then teaching you everything to be successful with that subject. So even if you're listening and you're on this call and you're not a direct seller, like this month is goals, and the whole thing is on goals and how to set goals, and then what digital applications can help you keep your goals, and what can you do on social media to help achieve your goals. So that is something that everybody can benefit from. So sign up for that. That's amazing. We've got some new seminars coming out this year, as well as some new products. Most of our products now are available digital or with our digital download cards, which are amazing. And so we're just really, we're up in the game here at Step Into Success. And this podcast show is just one of those to reach a broader new audience. And we're just so excited. Okay. And, you know, you just really need to stay tuned, because it's only, you know, we're just at the very beginning of the year here, and we've already done so much in just a few short days. And the things that we have in store, woo, people just need to buckle in, because we've got some really, really great things coming your way. And I'm just super excited. I'm excited about this industry. I'm excited about the new podcast show and the other people that we're going to reach. And I'm just really excited about the quality of training that we are bringing to the table for everyone, because I truly want everyone to be. My goal in life is to provide the necessary tools to help people be as successful as they personally want to be. And this year is going to be no different. In fact, it's going to explode in that arena.
I love it. Thank you so much for sharing today, Belinda. I know everyone is super excited to hear from you again and all of the upcoming interviews that you're going to have. But welcome again, everyone, to Work From Your Happy Place. And we look forward to talking with you next time.
And Lydia, I'd just like to say, we'd love to hear from all of you. So if you would like to be on the show, please email us and let us know. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about what it means to work from your happy place, what kind of business that you have, because we are looking for people to interview, and we are looking for interesting and unique stories out there that our listeners would love to hear about as well. So please reach out to us.
Absolutely. And of course, you can reach us at stepintosuccess.com. That's where you can join us at Direct Selling Now. You can get registered for that so you don't miss any of the great training. And we look forward to hearing from you and connecting with you again on a future show. Thanks so much.
And they can also reach out to workfromyourhappyplace.com if they are interested in being on the show.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.